Criminals, you're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and this is hour two for July 15th, 2023. And I've got a whole roundtable full of thought criminals here, and we'll be taking your calls this hour. Let me give that number out real quick. It's 512-248-8252. It's 512-248-8252 if you have a question or a comment for me or my guests. And I have Lazaro. I don't want to butcher your last name, Lazaro. Incaro? Is it Incaro, sir?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Right. And Michael Harrington and Lori Marr. And we have a caller. Before we go to the caller, do you guys want to make any quick point before we – yeah, anybody before we go?
I like to, if possible.
Sure, go right ahead.
History is amazing, especially for all of us, we the people. The federal government doesn't have money. It's our money that is being used against us through force. But it's the spirit of the people that can come together to destroy the federal government or to restore law, common law, in regards to these corrupt government agencies. We as American people have to recall the Battle of Athens. If we don't recall the Battle of Athens, then everything's meaningless, because what Lori did and what the gentleman just was there on that land protecting it for our neighbors, it's amazing, and that's what should happen. But we all need to come together when we see these corrupt government agencies coming our way, and for us to come together as one, because at the end of the day, it's we the people that pay these criminal cabal their 401k, their salary, their vacation pay, and their health care. It's us, we the people. We have to understand that they have to understand that it's we the people that control this. And when we the people come together, it's a reckoning that's coming.
I hope you're right, sir. Yeah, I do. And the Battle of Athens, wasn't that 1947 in Tennessee when Widow's home was about to be confiscated? Am I remembering that correctly, sir?
Yeah, they wanted to confiscate the votes, and basically these criminals within the government wanted to continue to be reelected, and that's basically what we're seeing with the Republican rhinos and the Democrats fixing and rigging the elections, and it's time for us, we the people, to come together and secure these ballots, any means necessary.
Well, I don't see political solutions, but that does sound good. I would love to see people come together. And first up, we have a caller. First is Patrick in Texas. Patrick, thanks for the call, sir. You have some comments or questions for us?
I appreciate all what y'all are doing, the people's rights, the common law. And Michael Gaddy goes back to the very inception of the country, but they just altered the Constitution at will with the Committee of Styles. And it's really come to a complete crescendos whenever they stole the presidency with $6 million and installed Lincoln, and that and all of his, he created the Republican Party, which is all communist, and they all come over from England, from Europe, under Karl Marx in 1848 when he created the Communist Manifesto. They came over here. And they focused their attention over here and they took over the government that way. And they caused the South to leave because the taxation was outrageous, and they just couldn't stand it anymore. And so they turned the country into a corporation in the Organic Act of 1871. And these guys are right, you know. It's like are you a state national? Are you a U.S. citizen? And that's how they did it. They turned everybody, the nation, into a corporation. They turned us into a corporation. And without going too much deeper into that, y'all know that. I think the League of the South has a solution. We have to get with the militia back in order. They changed that over with the Dick Act and moved it into their power, into their National Guard they just created. And we're just going to have to assert our authority, you know, reinstate the militia and the sheriff. They have to work hand in hand. The sheriff, you got to have a damn good, smart sheriff. Back over to y'all.
Yeah, I would agree that who your sheriff is makes more difference in your daily life than who your senator and congressman are, for sure. It's like the only thing that we can do, I think, is to fight things on a local level. And I want to throw a question out there, you, Patrick, and everybody else about something. I don't want to go off in the weeds, but I've heard that there's some account with the IMF tied to your birth certificate. I've seen people trying to access that, and it just... I don't know. Have any of y'all ever heard of that? I mean, that's why we're registered. We're, you know, assets. We are human resources for this corporation. But how does that work? Do they have a separate account for us that we don't know anything about or something? That's what's always intrigued me, because they borrow money on our lives and on our grandkids' lives this way and leave us enslaved to debt. Does anybody have a quick comment on that? Am I off in the weeds, or is that true, that there's some bank account with the bankers that's tied to our birth certificate?
Oh, that's a fact. Unfortunately, it's a fact. We were able to prove that during the Bundy case with Jamie Foxx, and she got all the... We were able to obtain all the access in regards to the birth certificate and the Social Security. And when we went down this rabbit hole, it was all true. When you look at all the corporations, meaning the government agencies, all the government agencies are registered in Puerto Rico. And by it being registered as a corporation, as a government, as a non-government organization, it cannot be no longer government, because government can't be a corporation, and a corporation cannot be a government. And... When we found out that the birth certificates were all tied into it, is why when you go into these courts, they're all bonds, so are Social Security and birth certificates. And that's why they're operating administratively. And as the gentleman stated in regards to the Lincoln, Lincoln was a traitor, and he betrayed us. And that's the whole thing premise for the reconstruction of 1871. And this is where we are today. And now it's up to the American people to wake up and see if they can do something.
Go ahead, Lori.
Make a quick point that if the U.S. government is controlled by corporations, or it is incorporated, which it is, because I know I'm suing Ada County, Idaho, in federal court, and they are a corporation. So if they're a corporation, how is that different from what Mussolini loved to call corporatism, which the common language for that is fascism? And I wanted to make that point, that because the government is corporate, they're all incorporated. To me, there is no difference between corporatism and fascism. Mussolini preferred the word corporatism.
Well, now they've transferred to stakeholder capitalism. It's the, you know, the big dogs, the ones, you know, this super class is what is so infuriating. The people at the top there, they have a lot more in common with each other than they do with their constituents or the people, you know, that they represent, you know. And I do think that that's what's coming, this corporate technocratic panopticon, basically tied to these phones and to your bank account. And you know, there's no way that's I guess they'll make it legal. You know, they anything they do is legal. They have the supremacy clauses, the last thing that was cited often, as Patrick said. So, yeah, I don't know how to fight back against that. I mean, it's like what you're saying is going to I'm not saying that it's inaccurate. I don't know what would come of it if we become a state national. And then what? I mean, they still control everything. You know, they're still going to run us into this digital currency and social credit score, and we have to deal in their system. We have to interact there. And you know, I don't know. I think we have to find some different way. I don't know what it is, but I know the listener. Somebody out there is listening that's smart enough to figure it out. Someone mentioned local currency before. What do you guys think? Do you think that this would happen? And tell me what happens after the becoming a state national. I mean, for one thing, it looked like, Michael, you said that they became a target. You know, so if we had the numbers, that might work. Yeah, go ahead. What do you guys think?
So in my experience, I've actually researched into this because I thought about doing it myself. So I've dove down that rabbit hole. And let me tell you, it is a rabbit hole. The amount, it's like a spider web. The amount of red tape that you have to work through to actually get yourself out of their entities and become a living soul and not a person, it's insane. And the problem is we have built a society in where if you do that, you cannot function in the society. You can't go get bank loans. Mm-hmm. Can't go buy a car. You can't do a lot of different types of things. But you'd made the comment about local currency, and that brought my mind to a story in England, where it was either England or Ireland, where there was a king. I'm thinking it's Ireland now, and he had a political opponent who was very for freedom of the people, and this king's political opponent actually started to coin his own money against the king, you know, because in England the king is who's on the money, he's who controls the money. I mean, you think of our own country, we have the Federal Reserve, the president being our king controls the Federal Reserve. That's a lot of that kind of bull honky. But anyway, so as his history goes, this political opponent of the king started coining his own money, and it was the first time ever that someone had actually built the stones enough to be able to say no on a level that grand. Because to stand up armed against someone is one thing, but to actually start creating a different society that directly opposes theirs is a completely different thing that I think we need to start looking at now.
I agree. The money, someone made the comment that they were being paid with our money, but it's like they're being paid with this fictitious, created out of nothing, Federal Reserve debt money. The money, if money reflected, say, the labor of the people in the country and the resources therein, and that was tied to its value, that would make sense. But pumping this give, the Federal Reserve ends up with a fire hose with trillions of dollars, and they can fire that at the base of anything they want, any country, any institution. And it's been going on since it was created, is the way it looks to me. And I just wanted to make that comment that, instead of it being our, I mean, ostensibly that's quote unquote our money, but the money is just a fraud. It's based on debt, and that if you have something that is of value, that could stand against it. Go ahead.
That's a two part question or a two part mm-hmm. statement regarding the Federal Reserve. So if no one's aware, all our national parks, our federal national parks, are controlled under the Bureau of Land Management, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the United States Forestry Service. Those agencies are basically under the crown, under the King of England. So if anybody's surprised, all our national parks, which did not belong to the people of the United States of America. The treasonous Congress gave it up to the crown, to the royalties. Now, regarding the underneath the ground, underneath these national parks that are rich with minerals, I'm talking about uranium, gold, silver, and copper, it's underneath our national parks, which is why they extract, why there's so many mining corporations extracting our minerals from underneath the soil of our national federal parks, which goes and ties to the Federal Reserve. Now, there's 10%, actually, what I read, it was 12 to 20% of the royalties that come out of the ground go to the crown, and the rest goes to the Treasury Department is tied to the Federal Reserve. That's how they print money, so they're not actually printing money out of thin air. But on top of that, they will charge us 8% for everything that they print. So if the dollar being printed, we owe the Federal Reserve 8% of the dollar. So that's how they keep us in debt. That's how they keep us enslaved. And that's how they keep us ignorant and uneducated. So to the American people, our federal lands are sold to the crowns, and all the minerals underneath these federal lands belong to the crown, which is why they get 18 to 20% of the royalties that's coming out of that ground, and nothing to us. Unlike Alaska, if you look at Alaska, when they extract the oils out there, all the corporations there, BP, ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, they all pay a percentage to the state of Alaska, and that permanent dividend fund is divided to the people of Alaska. Well, all these federal lands, we have zero coming to us. So there you have it.
You know, I did see a document that also tied the people, the body, literally the bodies of the people to back up and I'm not sure it's the same one, we're owned, basically, is how they see it, you know. And we're living on this plantation. It's hard to fathom how to fight against that. I mean, like, if we could make our own local currency, our own local community, that wouldn't make you a target. You know, that's happened before, over and over. There's a guy named Amon Jobby who has this plan, and one of those was for people to become sovereign to state nationals, and a lot of people to do that was one of the steps. But I don't see a lot of people. And it's, like you said, it's such a I've looked at it too, and I don't know. It just seems like, for what, you know? All right, hey, here's the break, folks. We'll be right back. Call in if you have questions or comments.
I'm sick of checkers. I'm sick of pain.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back, Thought Criminals. We've basically been talking about the Federal Reserve and our government stealing the country from under us in a treaty to the Crown. And Michael, you wanted to respond. Let me turn it to you, sir.
So I just want to make one quick comment is with this current, land grab that we're facing out here. What's actually interesting is, I live 30 minutes from Zions National Park, and it's like the second or third largest in the country. And what's interesting is then you have Zions just right here to me. On the other side of Zions, we have a Grand Escalante staircase. And then, just directly south into Arizona, you have the Grand Canyon, and then coming just west of that, you're going to have this new 1.1 million acre one. And what's fascinating is all of this land that they've claimed and they've stolen sits on the largest uranium deposit in the entire world. Out here, and they protect it. Like out here, you go to Zions National Park, you have armed, rangers, SWAT teams, you got all sorts of bull honky out there. And if you go out to Grand Case and Grand Canyon, you've got federal rangers that are armed, slinging lawn guns and all sorts of fancy hokey doohickey stuff. And it's just sick.
I'm sure that's just a coincidence that the uranium's there. I mean, come on. It's
just a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, it's infuriating. And the federal government has armed all of these agencies to the teeth with the billions of rounds of ammunition. You guys remember that during the Obama years, right? I mean, I forgot how many crazy billions it was and stocking all these weapons for just bureaucrats. You know, it seems like they're getting ready for something here and have been for a while. And that's the spookiest part about it to me. And the fact that they're sending these SWAT teams like they did to you and to the January 6th guy. And there's no rule of law. It's rule of the jungle in force. And this government does what it wants. It's just see that over and over again. Have you experienced anything like that, Laurie, with the you said you had been with the Bundys at some of these things. Have they come up against you?
Oh, yeah. So, but not like that, because I haven't stood like that yet. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm 36 years old. I've never been detained or arrested until COVID-19. I'm an insurance agent, so I'm licensed by the state and the Fed. So it's like my entire fortune is at risk if I, you know, get in trouble. And so, but when we went to the Central District Health, when they were going to do the mask mandates, there was a bunch of mothers, grandmothers. I mean, it was just a cross section of family and society in Idaho, and they had snipers on the roof. And it was like, wow, you know, where are we? Are we in China or are we in Boise, Idaho? That's supposed to be like, you know, conservative capital of the world. But I think it's more like neoconservative because, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. if you don't worship the blue line, then and get in line, then you're just a wacko. And so we had snipers there. I was arrested for trying to enter the courthouse without a mask because I believed that justice did not have to submit to American Sharia law. And so I was arrested and charged with assault and battery and resisting and obstructing. And so that put my license in jeopardy to sell insurance. And so I've had some trouble with that. So then I filed a federal lawsuit against Ada County for
Continue that after the break, Laurie. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us on Thought Crime Live.
I am a bold marauder, and it's high ho. For I will show you silver and gold, and I will bring you treasure. I will wave a widowing flag, and I will be your lover. And I will show you grotto and cave and sacrificial altar. And I will show you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back, Thought Criminals. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on republicbroadcasting.org. And Laura, you said that over the break that these law enforcement officers really wanted to throw you on the ground. Go ahead and paint the picture for the listeners a little better, like you did for us during the break.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So I am 5 foot, 125 pounds, and one of my neighbors was summoned to court, and this was during COVID-19, and I was under the firm belief that justice is blind and it's not subject to medical or attire-based discrimination. And so I thought we should be allowed to enter the courthouse and attend in person without a mask. And so I had a sign out there because Ada County marshals and officers erected a barricade outside the front of the courthouse, and they were practicing discrimination by not allowing people to enter that did not don the facial attire. And so I had a big sign about the size of an open newspaper that I was holding. It was cardboard and it had a big badge on it. And it said, "Local law enforcement, we make tyranny possible." And so I'm very sure that disturbed the peace of these officers that were violating our rights and creating a tyrannical state where, you know, you weren't letting certain people access justice according to both the state and fed constitution. So then we made the announcement that we were going to go ahead and step past their arbitrary invisible line and enter the courthouse. And I was tackled by two marshals. They ping-ponged me back and forth because they didn't just grab me and say, okay, you're under arrest, and walk me in. They wanted me on the ground. And so they ping-ponged me back and forth, acting like I was resisting, and then they threw me on the ground. And I was wearing, like, thin silk clothing. It was, like, so ridiculous. And, so they charged me with assault and battery and resisting and obstructing. I'm 46 years old. I'm licensed by the state to do a fiduciary-type job, and I've never been arrested or detained in my entire life. And now they've charged me with this, what seems like a violent crime against law enforcement officers. And so then I filed a Title 42 1983 civil rights lawsuit against Ada County and the marshals for violation of rights under color of law. And it was denied by an Obama appointee named Judge Windmill. And then, so we appealed that, and now it is in the Ninth Circuit and has been since like November. So hopefully we'll have some sort of respite against this tyranny that is happening in Ada County. Ada County is a den of evil when it comes to maybe not the individual people, but the spirit of Ada County is not justice. I can tell you that right now.
That sounds horrifying, you know, just infuriating. And I hope you keep us updated on with the disposition of all that. I wanted you to let the listeners know you were holding that sign when they came after you and did that to you. That just, yeah, I'm sure it triggered them. Okay, we have a couple more callers. First, I got Tom in Florida. Tom, thank you for the call, sir.
Hey, Stephen. Hope you have a great weekend. I want to talk a whole week. Stephen, have you got a chance to see Bumbling Biden over in Finland and all that, how weak he looks? The guy sniffing a girl's hair. This is a bad scene for the United States. This guy's an imbecile. Hiding Biden, hanging out in his basement, and people voted for this moron? I mean, really? No way, man. This is cretin looking here, Biden, Stephen. I mean, he's making our whole country look weak. He's poking the bear with Russia. We're going to get it handed to us because they got a better they got a bigger arsenal than we got, Richard. And they got more munitions than we got. We want to really pick a fight, a woke military with a guy like the Russian military or in the Chinese. Is this nuts or what, Richard? What's going on here?
I'm Stephen. Stephen, Tom. There you go. Yeah.
Stephen. I'm sorry, Stephen.
Well, let me ask our panel what they. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll wait for the panel.
I was going to say, let me let the panel talk about our resident. You know, what you were saying that Biden just signed that executive order to create this reserve is the last thing I remember y'all saying about Biden. But I don't believe who would believe that he won? Anybody want to comment on that?
I got one comment. American can be described in one word. I mean, you're telling me a man that can't even talk right was elected by multi-millions of people? Bull honk. I mean, on national news, it was reported by Fox, it was reported by CBN, it was reported by the BBC. I mean, all of the major news agencies, which I don't believe in, they're all corrupt, they're all evil. But when they did the live recordings of Biden's political gatherings, there was maybe, 40 people?
50 yeah. People? It was as sparse as Hillary's, Richard, was, you know?
I mean, Stephen.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Stephen, I'd like to say something, Stephen. Listen, the gentleman is absolutely right. I just watched something on YouTube that I think everybody in RBN should watch. It was called 25 Bloopers of Biden, the 25 Bumbling Bloopers of Biden. This guy, before I go in, Biden tried to start a race war at a black college. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Maybe you can talk about that, too, how he's throwing out the whole white culture in North America, United States of America, as being racist. Biden right there should have been kicked out of office for dereliction of duty. But here, I was watching this blooper, and seeing Biden speak and fumbling and bumbling and falling off the jet and fumbling three times trying to get up the steps of Air Force One. This is a bad scene for our country. But, you know, I'm watching Biden and his blooper episode. He was doing the bloopers, and I couldn't believe some of the stuff this guy was saying. And I thought Fetterman, I thought John was an imbecile. I realized, wait a minute, if I had to bet how he was a bigger idiot, Fetterman or Biden, I'd have to say Biden. And Biden says he's an Irishman. How is Joe Biden, one of these bloopers, saying, well, he said something about being, he'd be an Irish and Irish, don't always got it right or something. I'm saying to myself, first off, you're not an Irish Catholic because you are for abortion. And any true Irish Catholic who's for abortion is not, it would be excommunicated out of the church. Okay? Now, the real Catholic Irish in Ireland do not allow abortion. Okay? It looks like the Mexican, in Mexico won't allow abortion. So how does this idiot Biden saying he's a true Irishman and he's for abortion, he's for homosexuality? No way, man. Well, this has all been a big Kabbalist lie. And like Michael Rivero said yesterday, it's George Soros is the front man for a bigger organization. And Michael Rivero said it could be the CIA, it could be Mossad, who knows? But Michael Rivero said it, and he said it because I asked the question. He said it's probably bigger than George Soros and Alex Soros. It's probably, you can't imagine the wealth that they're pumping in to try to destroy northern white European males and females in this country and all over Europe. Look what they've done to France. Look what they've done to England, Germany. I mean, it's unbelievable. And this is all a Kabbalist lie, and it's filth. And it's total filth. And this idiot we got as a president, what he did with the January 6th and lies, where was the armed insurrection there? Where was the armed insurrection? Not one person had a gun there, except the Washington police. And they shot that woman to death. Who's kidding who? If there would have been 1 million white males in arms, then I would say that would have been an insurrection and they're trying to straighten the government out. We even look at our military. It's all woke. My dad's rolling in his grave right now. My grandfather, my oldest brother. They're rolling in their grave for what they went to war for. For what? For this nonsense?
Okay.
They look like white people look like fools?
Let's get the panel to respond to you, Tom. I hear what you're saying. Who would like to respond to Tom there?
No, I totally understand.
Tom's go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I totally comprehend Tom's frustration. At the end of the day, we're a big joke. It's a fact. I mean, obviously, he stole the election, or they stole the election, and this is what we have right now. In regards to them trying to start a race riot, it's not going to work. It's going to fail. So most of the American people are starting to wake up and realizing what's happening. The only thing that they have is Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and they're a bunch of goons and a bunch of retards. But for the most part, 90% of the American people are aware of this race culture they want to try to provoke against a white man. It's like a gentleman by the name of Pastor Manning stated from New York, to Barack Hussein Obama, if you're going to piss off all these white people, I'm going to join them myself too. Because at the end of the day, it's all to destroy the white man for one sole purpose. It's just to confiscate or steal their lands, waters, minerals, and children. That's what they're doing. That's why they have these defective administrative courts, the word administrative. So when you look at the word administrative, you understand that these are not constitutional courts or common law courts. They're maritime laws governed by administrative members of the American Bar Association. So I totally understand what he's saying. In respect to when you look at the American Bar Association and all the criminals that are behind the dossier against President Donald J. Trump, are members of the American Bar Association, the ones that hijacked the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch. So right now, it's up to the American people. The American people have the power. That's we the people. That means if you're Asian, if you're Black, if you're Hispanic, if you're Latino, if you're white, if you're Native American, to come together as one and try to and overturn this cabal federal government that was created to enslave us. So to those out there, I mean, by all means, let's all get together. Let's all rally and let's bring these points and raise these points to demonstrate to the media and to the government that we're together. I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to face these criminal agencies one way or another. And
right on. Hey, Stephen, can I say one more thing, please? Stephen. Look what's going on at the Rio Grande right now. You got Abbott put a barrier in the middle of the Rio Grande, and you got this Obrador, Manuel Obrador, criminal, who should be locked up or put in jail and over here, like Chapo. This guy here, he's saying that he's going to sue the state of Texas for having a barrier from keeping these illegal aliens from crossing the river. They're all drowning. Who's Obrador? Obrador's, if anything, Abbott's saving these people from drowning in the river. But Obrador saying that's illegal. You got to keep letting all these illegals. These illegals are coming from Central America, gentlemen, and they're sneaking through Mexico. Right there, Mexico should be held accountable. Obrador should be held in confinement until they can figure out what they're going to do with this guy. Obrador is a criminal. He's a big-time criminal. Look what he's doing with all the fentanyl over here. This is all because of Obrador. You guys need to start talking about Manuel Obrador with the criminal activities he's pulling and who's behind him. Obrador is the one that's really the biggest criminal in this whole thing right now on our country being invaded. This is a total invasion. Why has Obrador been called out? Donald Trump would have never allowed this, Mike, Stephen.
Well, Tom, I got to point out to you that there was a WhatsApp text chat that our government was coordinating with the Mexican authorities to stage these people in so that they wouldn't all come at once back when this thing started. So, you know, I think that we're just as much to blame.
People need to be arrested, Stephen. That's the main answer. People need to start being arrested and severe punishment meted out. That's what they need. Meted out severe punishment to all these criminals. Thank you for taking my call. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. You're a wonderful show, Stephen. Thank you.
Thanks very much for the call, Tom. I appreciate your input. And next up, I have Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Thanks for calling. Bruce? Go ahead, Bruce. Did we drop Bruce? Bruce off. Okay, any one of you guys could respond to that. I do not think there are any political solutions. Okay, we pretty much alluded to that already. That we're going to have to organize on a deeper level than go voting and try to vote our way out of this. I see no hope for voting our way out of this. The only voting I think that might make any difference is on the local level. You mentioned the sheriff. Hey, Bruce is back, you guys. We lost you for a second, Bruce. Thanks for the call, sir.
There we go. All righty. Hey, man, great show. I followed that Monday, the Monday happenings very closely, and it was pretty impressive. You know, you could just see the frustration and the hatred, among the federal government authorities, people standing up for their rights, And I just got a few comments, and then I guess her name's Lori, your guest there.
Yes,
she can
Lori.
Comment. She like, yeah. First of all, you see the thug behavior by our police. Well, I have a relative who's a retired policeman, and he was active during the Oklahoma City bombing era. And they took that instance and really used it to, to steer law enforcement into fearing and hating the federal government's enemies, and so they got this in their mind, domestic terrorists and all this. Well, we all know that it was set up by the feds to begin with. El Amin City was FBI, SPOC, and even a German intelligence agent was heavily involved in all that. And Joe Biden, matter of fact, he brags that he wrote the first Patriot Act in response to the Oklahoma City bombing. Actually, it was submitted so quickly afterwards that it was prepared ahead of time. Merrick Garland was the lead prosecutor against the Oklahoma City Patsies. So you can tie all this together, and we see how they work, So that I got that there. And you look at the Ukraine, it's almost the same thing as what they're doing to us here. That trying to push people off their land is what the Ukrainians, basically a puppet regime of the U.S. government has been doing, so they can exploit the natural resources of the Donbass. They want those people out, and that's what that war is all about. And I guess my main question is, we saw in January 6th, Ray Epps, and there's a whole bunch of others that were, undercover agents pretending to be patriots. And I wonder if Lori saw any of that, and if she has any advice in the future on how to detect them, how to basically shield against being used by these people.
Okay, that's a good question. We get that a lot. People always worry about being infiltrated by federal agents or like agent provocateurs and things like that. And I've been, you know, active, being an activist for liberty for a long time. And I've come to the conclusion that you'll always have infiltrators. You'll always have agent provocateurs. And so quit worrying about it, because we're not doing anything wrong. We are not doing anything wrong. We're defending our, we're putting our lives, fortune, and sacred honor to defend our God-ordained right to life, liberty, and property. And so we're not doing anything wrong. Quit worrying about the infiltrators. Stay prayed up so that if somebody suggests something that does not resonate, then you know, okay, we're going to realize who that person is, but we're not going to do anything about it. I mean, I could give you Pam Hemphill. Like, I always thought Pam Hemphill was one off. And now she went to J6 and then said that Bundy's, that People's Rights is a cult. And I was like, told ya. I knew it from the beginning. I could just sense it. But the only way I could sense it is by the discernment of the Holy Spirit. I knew that not everybody in the Liberty Movement has become a Christ follower or a follower of Christ. But that's what motivates me. And also my little grandson, Donut Mar, that's his little nickname. So,
thanks, Lori. I have grandkids too. That's really why I do this. And thanks very much for the call. Next up, Stoney in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Hello, Stoney. Thanks for the call.
Hello, Stephen. How have you been?
It's been great, man. Good to hear from you.
Same here. Listen, I got in on the end of this show, so I will have to go back and listen to the whole thing entirely. But I just wanted to get this in if someone hasn't called and reported it. I'm looking at Judge Report this morning, and the caption says, RFK Jr. Says COVID was ethnically targeted to spare Jews. Then I go to the New York Post where I go to the New York Post where Drudge got it from. And there's a video where Robert F. K. Jr. says it, the evidence shows that COVID was genetically created to kill blacks and whites. Mm. And the Jews seems to be the least affected by it. Now, that's, you can go and watch the video yourself, so I would suggest you go grab it before they bring it down.
Well, hey, thanks for that information, Stoney. I do remember when I was first looking into the COVID thing that was supposedly targeting, just like you said, certain groups, and it had to do with that ACE receptor that they target when you try to control your blood pressure. And it just, they've been working on that for a while. And for him to say that is pretty, pretty big. I know that he at least has been coming out against vaccines
but he definitely said it, so I would suggest you go grab it, throw it on RBN or wherever you got to put it out before it's taken down. Okay. Yes, well
thanks very much for the information, Stoney. I do have one more caller. I always appreciate your input, sir.
Thank you.
All right, and next I have Thomas in Florida.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I heard you guys talking about the difference between being a U.S. citizen and a U.S. national or a state citizen. And I actually became a follower of Roger Sales more than several years ago. And last April, when I went to do my passport application, which is the DS 82, I read right on it that they issue passports to U.S. citizens or U.S. Nationals. You can read it right on the, it's right there. And then it also says that you can include, it's a warning saying, but it says you can include affidavits or other documents to support this application. So what I did, following, you know, everybody's advice who's involved in this, is I actually sent in an affidavit with my application for my passport, and I literally said, I can read it to you right here, I said, I, you know, Joe Smith, in this notarized affidavit declare my intention and desire to be a U.S. national with God-given rights that are constitutionally guaranteed and protected. I am not a U.S. citizen, a citizen of the United States, a status created by the 14th Amendment. Please issue my passport and card in accordance with this declaration of my citizenship. Please place this citizenship evidence affidavit into like your administrative files. Anyhow, that's notarized, signed by me, notarized, sent with my passport, stapled to it. They sent me my passport and my card. You think they would have rejected it if I was blowing smoke? They didn't say anything, but they did send. I have a passport and a passport card after I attached what this affidavit to my application. So I think that that's pretty clear evidence that since they didn't send it back and say, hey, what kind of a nut job are you? They quietly sent me my passport and my card.
Let me ask you real quick, have you used the passport at a border or anything? Have you used this for identification since?
No, I haven't done any traveling. No traveling yet, you know.
Oh, okay. Hey,
it's my passport.
We're almost at the end. I'm sorry, I'm just about to go off. I do have one more caller, Tom in Utah. Tom, thanks for calling, but I'm afraid the end is going to catch you, sir. Thanks very much for the call, Thomas.
Hi, Stephen. Just wanted to give another note of pessimism. John Benson came to me early on with, for advice for his diabetes, but he's the author of the book called The United Slaves of America. What's really sad that ultimately, even though he promoted this thing that Roger Sales and everybody's talking about being sovereign, but he ended up in prison. No matter what.
Yes. No magic beans. Thanks for the call, Tom. I want to thank Michael Lazaro and Lori very much for fitting Thought Crime with me here this morning. And again, Stephen, the last man standing.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the